in a world of mindless movie cliches. One podcast fights back. Critics are calling it profound, epic, free. Prepare to revisit your video cassette memories of the 1980s and 90s. Behold, it's VHS Rewind.
Okay, is that the light?
Where are you sitting? Down there? Why? Why is he down there?
He can do what he wants. Let him do what he wants.
Why are you so far from me?
Okay.
All right, get closer. No, you come here.
She's
that's
the boss.
It. That's more like it. Lovey-dovey, sort of, you know. They say as you get older, your love grows stronger. So for some reason, it is getting a little stronger, you know. Right, Daddy? He's bashful.
Yeah, I know. Well, I wanted to start. You were going to tell us about the sauce. You were going to show us how to do the sauce.
Well, what should I say?
Well, you're going to get up and show it to us. But I wanted to know who, you know, how did you learn it?
Well, what are you asking?
About the sauce. How did you learn how to make sauce?
Well, I'm supposed to be talking to you.
You could talk to me. Yes. You could talk to them. It doesn't matter. I'll be over here.
Should I mention your name?
No, it doesn't matter. Yeah, you mentioned my name. Okay.
You want? What should I say? You want me to know? You want me to tell you how I learned how to make sauce?
How did you learn how to make sauce?
Why don't you ask me the question? Don't you hear that then?
No.
I mean, if you would ask me a question, I would answer.
I'm gonna say it now.
Right?
I want to know how you learned how to make sauce. Who taught you? Who taught it to you? How long? How many years you've been doing it? And I want to see you do it.
Well, you know, when you first get married, you're really not much of a cook. I watched my mother make sauce. I watched my mother-in-law. I got a lot from my mother-in-law. A lot from the family.
She got more than my mother, from my mother than my mother.
See, there he goes, putting his mother in again.
All right, let's go inside and let's see.
So now, if you want me to show you, I'll come and show you how I make the sauce.
You were two different cooks anyway, to begin with.
How am I doing so far?
Terrific.
All right, now, to begin with.
Christopher, I'd like to welcome you to Italian American.
Buongiorno.
Mangia, mangia.
I'm just going to speak Italian the whole episode.
Henry, how come you don't talk? I think that this is a cute little documentary. I feel like I really wish I could have created something like this when I was younger to like look back and goof on my parents. Who divorced when I was two, but that's
ouch. Ouch.
No, but like just to see like them in their setting, you know.
What was your mama like? Is anybody's mama like Mama Scorsese? Like, doesn't everybody love her?
You know, I had friends who had grandparents
sexual
like,
fantasies about Mama Scorsese.
Very curvy. Very curvy. Now, I was thinking, how old are they here? Like 50
they're
something.
Old.
No,
they're at least. But I would say 60s.
Yeah, I mean, because I'm thinking Marty is about 30 here, right?
Mid to late 30s.
So
I would think.
So maybe they're like 60 or something, or in their 50s.
Let's say late 50s, early 60s.
Because 20 years later. She's in Goodfellas, still and going. She looks exactly the same. Same earrings, everything.
And she is like, what is a Spitfire? Like, she is always on. I hope.
Yeah, she's a character.
That I am the Mama Scorsese to my kids. I really do. I hope I'm like this when I'm, oh shit, I am her age.
Really?
She is just, and this is why I was really looking forward to this one. Because she's always funny. She has such a personality. And all of these, whenever we see her in the Scorsese flicks, you know, we covered Goodfellas.
Mm-hmm.
on VHS Rewind a couple episodes ago, and she has that great scene at the dinner table when the boys come over, ostensibly to get a shovel and a knife, and she makes them dinner, and she talks about art, and it's hilarious. She also has a great scene in Casino. I don't know. You know,
I don't remember it.
We've already played the Goodfellas one, but if we want to play the Casino one, it's not as big as the other one, but she is a laugh riot in this scene.
All right, here we go.
Right? You know what that means, right? That means I got to take another trip out to Vegas, and it's going to cost me another couple of grand.
He ran it with his brother-in-law, but mostly what he did was complain about his trips to Vegas to his brother-in-law and to his mother all the time.
You got to lay down the law, otherwise they're going to make a fool out of you.
They make a fool out of me. I write it all down in this book. Every fucking nickel that goes down right here. Receipts here, bills here, everything's here.
Since when do you talk like that?
I'm sorry. Nance gives me trouble and I'll tell him, screw around with those suitcases and I'll take the eyes out of his freaking head.
Again.
I think that's just a freaking head.
That's enough.
I'm sorry.
And what happens next? You can't believe it. I mean, who the hell would believe that the FBI had a wire in the place looking for some information about some old homicide, about some guy who was whacked out God knows when over God knows what?
To prevent them with the suitcases that he could take what he wants. Fucking Nancy brings us back two suitcases from the Tangiers. And what about three or four? We got nobody in the room to watch. That's the law. You know, we can't even go into the accountant to watch our money. Could you believe this cowboy bullshit? And sure, he's got his people in there. But how do you know? They could all be in on it together, those miserable fucks. I'll find out, and if it's Green himself, I'll bury that bastard. I've never trusted him. And you know, I got eyes behind my head. They trust that scumbag. I don't. Right now, the way I feel, I'll hit the two of them in the head with a fucking shovel. Ma, I'm sorry. They're beating me up tonight. Ma, I'm sorry. I'm all upset.
I know,
you know what they're doing to me. I can't take this no more. Back and forth, back and forth.
Take it easy.
All right.
But I get a heart attack like that.
I'm too upset right now. And then it has to be put to this.
And the damn thing is, they go and hear all this stuff about Las Vegas and the casinos and suitcases, and that's it.
I have to start handling things the way I did.
She was hilarious.
She's great at that. She's great.
She curses, and she looks right at the camera. Like, she's really upset. I love
now,
that.
Now, here it was. I was like, oh, Mama's going to get her own starring movie. And I was looking forward to it because she, like I say, she's like the Spitfire. She's funny.
Could have been Mama's Meatballs. She's got a personality,
right? And what we get is my annoying Italian neighbors from when I was a kid who I just hated. You know, I didn't hate them, but I don't know. He's got his mama talking about stuff I'm not interested in. You know, she's still funny.
Yeah, she's great in this. I think that Scorsese's dad is a bit of a drag.
Yes.
He's a mama's boy, too.
We know who wears the pants in this family.
You know, I watched this with my wife, and she was saying it's funny how she just bosses him around, but he acts like he's the big tough guy.
Right. If you want to play if you want to play this clip starting at 6:17,
okay,
where he's accusing Mama of like playing to the camera. If you listen to, I swear it was bugging me. If you listen to Dad's voice, I think he's the voice in Goodfellas who tells Jimmy that they whacked Tom.
Oh, really? That'd be, I mean, you know, that wouldn't be hard to find that, I bet, right?
And that's that.
And that's, you know,
that's that. But anyway, this is a funny clip.
And I don't know why. She should talk natural the way she did does now. When she puts on, telling you about the sauce
so
and all, she's trying to put on. She should talk natural. She'd be better off.
I don't know what you mean, Charlie.
Talk the way you're talking to me now. That's what I mean.
Well, she told me she wanted to know how I prepared.
Yeah, but
the thing is
that you talk natural. Don't try to put on you're not an actress.
I'm not putting on any airs. You want to... You're looking for a fight or something.
Fight. Talk the way you talk to me when you talk to your son.
You're looking for a fight or something there.
Nope.
See, Marty, every time I sit close to him, he moves away. I don't know why. It's either, I don't know. Maybe he's getting a little older now, you know.
Changing the subject.
Right?
She's changing the subject now.
What did you want me to say? That your mother taught me how to cook?
No.
And every time you come in the kitchen, we fight?
No.
Because you butt in my cooking? Huh?
Sometimes a man, it's been known that a man is a better cook than a woman anytime.
Who said so?
I know that.
Who said so?
It's said in the
books.
Well,
why aren't you doing the cooking then?
Not supposed to. Not my line.
My line. My line. I always told you, when I come home from work.
That's right. You sit on that chair. As soon as he gets through with dinner,
that's
he comes
it.
In here, sits on that chair. You're really, really running it down, wearing it
that's
down.
All right. That's what I bought it for.
And there's times we sit in here, and I says, Charlie, are we mad at each other? Why don't we speak? He says, well, what do you want me to tell you? Gee whiz, I've been home all day. At least talk to me.
What can you tell a person after you're with them for 40 years?
I love the music.
What is that? A tarantella?
I don't know.
That music is going to haunt me. It comes on all the time. It's like, ugh.
I want to learn how to play that on guitar. I mean, he really seems like just a curmudgeon, like just a grumpy Gus, you know? Like, they're trying to, very much like an Archie Bunker.
Yeah, I bet they have episodes like that all the time where they do get into these kinds of semi-arguments.
Yeah, but, you know, she does seem like a sweetheart, and she seems like, you know, a naturally happy person.
She does. It's really strange. I mean, and then they tell these stories about the old world and coming over and, mm-hmm. and you know, I was kind of intrigued by some of the stories about the old neighborhoods in New York.
Talking about making wine,
I mean, I don't know if you want, if you want to give, just a taste of, I'm just trying to think of
Chinatown, I think, is an interesting.
Yeah, you want to do the Chinatown? Okay, yeah.
What's interesting about Chinatown, and you know this, being a New Yorker at heart, you know, you can try to move, but for the most part, you'll always be a New Yorker.
Yep.
And Chinatown used to be, what, two blocks? And now it's like Little Italy is like four blocks, and the rest of it is Chinatown now.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is when Chinatown was really growing and growing and growing. I don't know. I think when they talk about the exact location of this, we can imagine in our heads what it looks like right now and how different it really must have been. Like, because I don't think of the particular part of Chinatown to be this part of Chinatown. Like, it's not where it really begins anymore.
Right.
It's very far from Little Italy.
And it's probably not during this segment, but during other segments where they talk about the neighborhood.
Yeah.
They show clips of, I guess it's vintage clips of New York and the buildings and the tenements that were there. And I was like, oh, I would love to have gone back there.
You know, one thing I just want to share with the people who are, you know, downloading and listening to VHS Rewind is we're expanding our podcasts into YouTube as well. So when you actually, if you were to listen to this or watch it, I guess, on YouTube, you're going to get screenshots of all the stuff that we're talking about. So, like right now, as we're talking and we're playing these clips, I'm actually taking screenshots, and I'm going to integrate that into a video. So it'll be like a PowerPoint presentation.
Wow!
For our it'll be fun. But all right, here's that clip.
As far as this, anybody that talks bad about this neighborhood,
no, you can't
forget it.
Were the Chinese here when you first came here?
Chinatown was confined. On the other side of Canal Street. That was Chinatown. Strictly Chinatown.
In fact, Marty, Chinatown, people were afraid to walk through it.
Years ago,
they
had
so many stories about it. But it wasn't true. It wasn't true.
No, that was true. They had a tongue war there. Yeah, I remember as a kid.
It was true.
You had the detectives, two on each corner.
In other words, it was dangerous.
Not to us, to amongst themselves.
Oh, amongst themselves. Well, naturally. You always get people that
they're still amongst themselves.
You got them in feet.
Still amongst them. Now,
something the same thing the Irish did when they
everybody there's a resentment.
They resented us.
See, but
what do you mean the Irish?
Well the Irish people, when the Italian people came here, they resented it too because they didn't want to be thrown out of their own neighborhood. You used to have an omnibus you had over here when my father came here. How many bars you had here? You had about 6-7 bars over here, all Irish bars, and there was only one guy. There was only one guy that remained away till they threw the building out. No, there are two buildings down, and it's not like it was years ago that the people used to leave their doors open, and it was like all one big house, the whole apartment. You're going from hello, the doors are open, and you go into one house and to another. Like me, if I don't like what my mother used to cook, I used to go downstairs and eat. I had to go upstairs and say, what are you cooking, Mom? I didn't like it. Downstairs. We used to be like all one family. It was different. It was altogether different.
It's really the...
Yeah?
I want to stir the sauce.
What?
I just want to point out, as the camera's following her into her little kitchen, this is like a scene right out of Goodfellas.
Can I ask, where... Do you think they're still in, a tenement building? I would have thought, hey, they're the parents of a Hollywood hotshot director.
I'm going to guess that they're in one of the better apartments in,
You still think they're down on the Lower East Side, though? Where is this? Because it looks small and cramped.
It's like they still
don't have money.
Yeah, I mean, they probably... Did Scorsese have a tremendous amount of money at this point? It's 74, right? Or no?
No, this was
73.
No, this is a little bit later. I think it's in the late 70s. So,
oh, is it really?
I think Taxi Driver's already happened. And
I don't know about that. Hold on, let's just see.
I'm looking.
I'm guessing this was early 70s.
Oh, it's 74. You're right.
Okay,
forgive me.
No, but it's still, it's toward mid 70s. I'm going to say that, he was making a very good living, but I don't know if he had, the kind of money where he could, do much more than buy them a new TV and pay for their groceries and their bills.
Yeah.
Who knows? I mean, it's really hard to say. Plus, they probably didn't want their kid to, they're comfortable. It's a clean place. You said you had the wallpaper when you were a kid.
If you notice the wallpaper, I think it's in the kitchen.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like this gaudy.
It's beautiful. It's blue and silver. It's. You know what? If you had a roll of that stuff, you could probably sell it on eBay for a fortune. To some hipster idiot. But,
that's why I was this whole place is kind of... Like, my parents would decorate it this way.
Yeah, I mean, but everyone in the 70s, this is very, I guess, 60s style in their apartment, right? You think it's more 70s?
I think it's more 1950s.
Yeah.
Old world, old Italian kind of furnishings here and decoration ideas.
But hold on, I'm gonna finish this clip. It's another minute left to it.
What do you think he was saying about over there before, when you were talking before about the Irish? What was that?
When he says there's a lot of bars.
I have to keep mentioning this. One, I'm going to take a screenshot so you can get the wallpaper forever. do you remember when paper towels and things like toilet paper all came in colors?
Colors? No, yes. I can't.
Yeah, and they have a roll of blue paper towels. And it's just because it matches, and it's the dumbest thing. I always thought it was the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my whole life. But, when I was a kid, I remember we used to always get the peach color because that's what matched our bathrooms. Ew. We had peach colored friggin' toilet paper my whole life.
Ew.
Not now though. Now it's solid white.
Do they have that still?
I don't think so.
I really don't recall that,
but they definitely used to.
That's so funny.
A lot of bars?
Well, naturally, every corner had mostly bars, and you had a lot of stores and things, but from what I gather...
But what did you were saying something, though, about him. What he said?
I didn't want him to say that.
Why not?
Because.
You didn't want to say what?
About Irish people. I mean, after all, we really did come in here and live here, you know what I mean? And then, of course, as it's just like everything else, they were here first. Naturally, it's just like kids when they find something, and they find it and they have it, and then somebody comes along and wants it, and they say, "No, I found it first," right? Mm-hmm. So that's why I guess they resent it, But then, as he says, it sort of started to get, everybody got together, and then they made one happy family. That's all. And it wasn't too bad after a while. They sort of got used to the idea, but in the beginning, it was a little tough. But it's just like everything else. Now my meatballs are in. I shall put my cover on and forget about it.
Just set it and forget
That's it.
Yeah, I mean, this is not a very exciting documentary, but I think it's a really nice intimate view as to like the simple life of these two people.
These two lovely people.
Now, Dad seems to be—he seems to have a lot of mommy issues.
I'm looking for the best clip that would.
Well, it seems like he can't say enough good stuff about his mother, and it's like, relax, man.
Yeah, well, she did this, she did this, she took in boarders, she taught everybody how to cook. You want to do the make wine? I think, I forget who's doing that one.
Dad is talking about that.
Mom.
2612?
Mom's day. Yep.
All right.
The years ago, they didn't have such things as cellars. You used to take the fighters' grape and squeeze the juice up in a room there and put the barrels in one of the bedrooms, in the part of the bedroom, and make the wine ferment.
You mean they used to make wine where?
In the house. In the rooms with the borders and all.
Have you ever smelled that? Have you ever, smelled, when people are really doing that?
No.
It's a very strong smell.
I'm going to yak.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a very strong fermented grape smell. Like, you can almost taste the tannins and smell. And, it's a very, very strong odor. So you know what's going on. You know, there's no way to really mask it.
Make the wine, put 2-3 barrels, make it ferment, and we used to get some wine out of it. Very good. And at times we used to... the smell of that wine used to get us at nighttime. You know what wine is when it smells, it starts to ferment. A lot of people used to do that because they used to make their own wine. It was cheaper to them. They couldn't go wine or at that time they didn't have gallons of wine like they got today from California or things like that. So they used to make their own wine. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty good wine too. The only thing was that they didn't have the facilities of cleaning it up the way they should have.
Oh, my father made it too. But we were a little richer than you. We put out down the cellar.
Yeah. What about when my father, or your father, made the wine for my father? I don't want to say how many barrels. But when he made the wine for my father, and then your father, he got paid.
Getting dirty now.
And then he says to him, all right, pick one of your own barrels for yourself. The whole thing was vinegar. Every barrel. Everything was vinegar.
Are you insinuating my father knows how to make wine?
No, it wasn't that your father didn't know how to make wine. It was something with the grape. It was
that's
kind
different.
Of wet.
But don't you insinuate.
What's your tooth? You broke it?
What tooth?
This?
You're not supposed to talk.
What?
He's putting that in it too. Which tooth? Your tooth.
Which tooth?
Yeah, it's shorter. That? It's short. How come?
Oh.
This side. Get that, right there.
This one?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's short.
You better get it fixed up.
Isn't that something? He brings in the tooth.
It looks like hell.
It really looks like hell. That's it.
It's not long enough.
No.
It's short.
Not
much shorter than the others.
Get it fixed.
I think the beard did that.
Yeah, it brings it out. But with the vinegar in itself,
he
with the vinegar itself, they got money because good vinegar was...
They sold it as
much
vinegar.
More profitable than wine. Mm-hmm. Good vinegar.
Well, you can just imagine what it looked like, you know, in the kitchen, all this box of grapes piled up. Then, of course, he used to pick it out, you know, take it, bring it downstairs, and he used to put it in this barrel that was sawed in half, put on a pair of black boots, and start mashing it, running, you know, walking around in the grape. And then, of course, when it was mashed very, very good, he would take it out and put it in this, in Italian we say, stringitore, to strain it real tight.
Okay, you're wrong. If he did it with his feet, he didn't have to use the machine.
Well, how you got to get the juice out? How you got to get the juice out?
The only time they used their feet is when they didn't have the machine. And then, I'm telling you.
Now we got mixed up.
No, that's the way it is. The only time they used it with their feet when they didn't have the machine to grind it.
Well, I'm not talking about the grinding machine. I'm talking about the machine that squeezes it.
That's the grinding machine. That's what stringers do. Now they have it. Don't tell me, because I made wine too. Oh. And in Europe...
Well, anyway, my father had good wine.
So, don't tell me.
I make a wine.
Man, they really argue a lot, I'm going to guess.
They do. Hey, don't we all argue with our wives like that, though?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know if you and I are, like, nasty like that. I think it's kind of nasty.
What?
Jump down your throat. I mean, I know that I've had my moments where I'm like, oh, what am I doing? I'm putting myself in the doghouse here. like, shut up. Just shut up. like, God forbid I correct her, you know?
Yeah, really. See, we all have these problems.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. You're right. Don't tell me. That's going to be my new line for everything. Don't tell me. Don't tell me. So, yeah, I mean, it's really, this is more of a puff piece, you know, a love letter from Scorsese to his parents, who Scorsese seems very disinterested.
No, I wouldn't say that, but you know, it's, again, this, like the Steve Prince doc that we did, it's something is not, for me, it's not coming across, you know, mom is interesting, but you know what they're talking about? I'm not interested in the old world. And, you know, I heard this shit from my mother.
I would have loved to hear.
I don't need to hear someone else's mother.
I would have loved to hear more about New York when they were younger and things like that. But I don't know. Yeah, I'm not really sure how interesting it is for us to be interested in their lives when really it was an uneventful existence.
Yeah. You know, they talk about like a belated honeymoon they took to Italy.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
yeah, I want to go to Italy too, you know?
And I would come back with much, much better stories than,
it's very strange. They do have one photo of a monk.
She keeps taking out photos and showing us. And I'm like,
See, I like her. She's the one who sold this documentary because she's always turning to the crew and she's really pandering. I mean, she's just really kind of doing this all for fun. She's having a great time.
Yep.
The dad is just like, oh my God, I just want to watch, you know, TV or something. Probably All in the Family he watches. Which is a fine choice.
He says, Catherine, I can use some wine in here.
Katharina. So yeah, I mean, they go to Italy. They seem like they have a great time. Yeah, I mean, this is...
And then they talk about their hardships. We couldn't afford Christmas trees. We couldn't afford school.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, hey, get in line, lady.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's kind of like...
I had similar shit.
Yeah, I've heard stories and had my own, you know, personal stories. That I could sure you don't see me making a documentary about it. No. Yet. Mark Giacomo Rewind. Jacoba nice. Rewind. It's going to be Chris Hassler Rewind. We're going to interview everybody. Forgotten uncles. Yeah.
Let's do our own documentaries on our kids.
And bore just have everyone. Our
kids talking.
Yeah, exactly. Well, when he comes home, he takes off his pants. like, you ever watch The Goldbergs?
I do.
Yeah, when the dad comes home. That's always funny. So... The bottom line is, yeah, it's a cute thing, and Scorsese's mom seems to really appreciate and respect the original Scorsese mom, you know, her husband's mother. But the dad just seems to be in love with the mom. Like,
Yep.
And that's kind of, it gets a little personal at the end. It gets a little bit uncomfortable, I'd say. Don't you think? It gets a little bit weird. It's like where the mother just says stop, and it's like you've gone too far type of thing.
Yep. Well, I mean, we can play that to play us out because everybody wants to hear that music one more time.
Yeah. So, do you think it's time to play us out? I mean, I'm looking at the list.
Yeah. I don't know if you want to just give a flavor of the hard times that these folks.
Yeah, I mean, we
had. I guess if you want to do 1345,
sure.
Or you know what? Do the 1539. This is where they go into the whole litany of didn't have this, didn't have that, and I'm like, yeah, me either.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I have even less now, and I have a mortgage.
Our fathers and mothers, they were from a different world. They were different. They brought us up. As long as we ate and we were healthy, that's all that counted. They couldn't afford to send us to school. They didn't have that kind of money. So they had all to do to survive. And thank God that my mother and father, we all got, they reached to see us all get married and all settle up nice families, and that's it.
My mother used to wash clothes by hand with the washboard, scrub them. And then we had no stoves, no gas stove. We had a cold stove, which she used to heat up with this big pot on top of it, with the Clorox, whatever you had. Put it in there and boil your clothes and let them come white. You could just imagine 9 children with all these diapers and clothes and things like that. Our poor mothers worked.
Gross.
We didn't have the bathroom was in the hallways, you know, in those tenements, that's the way it was. We were lucky to have it in the hallway. Some tenements had them in the backyards. And you had to get the key and go down to the backyard. You couldn't imagine.
What were they, back houses? Remember you
back said, houses, no, regular.
Tenements in the back. Describe those tenements.
No. They were regular back houses built up. There were bathrooms there, you know.
Yeah, what was the Italian word for it? Remember the Italian word?
Back house.
Back house.
Back house.
Like, no, that's not Italian. That's back house.
That's drunk for.
Yeah, exactly. but, you know, Italian. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's a cute piece. I really can watch and listen to her talk because I'm a big fan of Mama Scorsese.
What this needed was Mama Scorsese to talk about that time she killed somebody with a pistol.
Or her burlesque period. And bring out those photos.
You know, so I mean, for that reason, the Steve Prince documentary is imminently more watchable for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you really have to be in the mood to hear, to listen to, you know, some old timers talk about the old days and how hard it was. And
what do you think Scorsese's purpose of this documentary and the other was?
I think he just loves his parents.
What about the other one? You just wanted to document it? Well, the other one,
I think he just wanted to document this guy who's had some really, like, really strange encounters in his life.
It just does seem as, you know, when he is directing it, he really has an idea. Like, kind of like...
I think he finds them hilarious.
Yeah.
But there, like I say, that the last part of that doc makes clear, like, there's a tragedy there.
Right.
And this kid, this, you know, this poor guy who's really young and looks, like you said, weathered and haggard. And here it's a much lighter tone where you have these parents of his that and certainly Mrs. Scorsese is just indefatigable. I mean, she's for all the tough times and she's still, like you say, she's always happy and she's living with this grump.
Yeah, he's always cutting her off and saying, "No, you're wrong." Don't tell me.
You know he beats her. You know.
I think that Robert De Niro would have to step in on that one. Get Johnny Boy over there. And that's all I picture with Robert De Niro. That's my new forward thinking idea with De Niro, Johnny Boy, and that's it. I don't care about any of the other roles. I don't care about Goodfellas. I don't care about anything else. I just want to remember De Niro as Johnny Boy.
Nice. I have to see that again. Yeah. It's been so long.
See it now.
Actually, I'm going to listen to your episode first.
It was a halfway decent episode.
Halfway. Who was on that one?
That was David Anderson.
Oh, okay.
And
that's good.
It's not his favorite type of genre of film, but you know, he took a stab at it and he did a hell of a job. I think we
all right. I'm gonna watch. I'm gonna listen to that, and then I will probably take a gander at Mean Streets.
Yeah, man. Well, actually, you shouldn't listen to the podcast because I talk shit about you. No, I'm kidding. Actually, the only time I brought you up in a podcast over this period was in the Howard Stern, the big Howard Stern episode, where I just said, I wish that you would have done the show because at this point, I think you'd be cracking up. That's all. I edit out all the bad stuff. No.
Ouch.
I'm just kidding. But yeah, I'm going to play us out on this, man. Thank you. I say we do Casino. What do you think?
I could do that. I haven't seen that in a while.
I'm not sure how that's going to
hold up. I'm not sure how that's going to hold up.
Yeah. Well, it's one way to find out.
Yep.
Well, we're running out of Scorsese flicks. That are good.
That are good.
Let me just... That are good. So I'm not doing The Aviator. I'll do The Aviator. I don't care. I'll do anything. All right, I'm going to play this out. And Chris, thank you so much for getting together.
Arrivederci.
Arrivederci.
Paisano.
Paisan. Hey. Catherine, I gotta be some more wine.
That's enough.
By the way, we didn't mention the plastic
on the couches. Couch.
I didn't have that, but I remember people in my family having that.
Yeah, I know people who had that. I didn't have that.
It was like a big Italian and a big Greek thing to have these couches that were in... It was like a collectible comic or something. It's like a collectible couch.
Hey, if you had kids, it's like they're going to spill something.
I get it, but I kind of don't, because I remember sitting on them, and it's like you sit down, and it's like, and, you know, big sound and everything, and when you get up,
when you get up, yes, yes. You and know? If you're sitting in it in your underwear, it's like...
I don't remember that, but... And it's like, you know, at the end of the day, you know, they had to go around the house and with Windex, wipe those down till they're squeaky. All right. I'm going to play this out. Talk to you next time.
Now, that's enough for today, Marty.
Okay, that's it.
That's good.
That's good. I hope my sisters don't get after me, because I have 5 sisters and they're going to kill me. Katie, they're going to say?
Well?
Is that all for today? Now listen, could I put my furniture back?
What furniture?
You know, things in here. Could I set up? These things are going to be upset tomorrow again? Yeah. No, I mean, I can't stay this way. I have to vacuum the rug, wash my dishes. Right?
Huh?
When you leave, not now. What are you laughing at? You're thinking of Pop or Grandpa?
Yeah.
Oh, but the way he talks. And he says, you know, he stands there with his hands behind his back and he says, go, and he emphasized it. My sister Mary says I will never take him out with me anymore. He embarrassed me.
Was it at the office.
He says it's the unemployment. I don't remember. Well, of course, you always had to take an interpreter because he didn't speak English. Mary says, as far as me, I'm not taking him any place anymore. And that's a shame, make me say things like that. Is he still taking this?
No.
I'm murdering you. Won't get out of this house alive.
She's serious.
Extended remix.
Yes. The 12 inch. Screenshots of the recipe.
Oh, okay, good.
I'll stitch it together.
Oh, it burns into... This is an earworm.
It is. Now, if you're still listening, the thing I'm taking screenshots are the recipe of Mama's Meatballs. Go to VHSRewind.com or go to our Facebook group.
And if someone will make this recipe and let us know how it is, I would really appreciate it. I think it looks difficult to do. And I can't afford all the meat. I mean, there's veal in there. There's pork. There's beef. I'm freshly like, Jesus ground. Christ.
Yeah. All right, man. Thanks again. I'll talk to you next time.